Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I often wonder what my readers and listeners are thinking as they read articles or listen to podcast episodes. Most importantly, I hope you always read and hear the following. God wants you. So in this content, we explore 7 points that prove God wants you. Have you considered how much God wants you? I don't think His Word could make it clearer. From pages of the Old Testament through the final books of the New Testament, the message is, God wants you. He loves you so much. Plus, He provided a way for you to be rightly related to Him. God has chosen you to be His precious child, an intimate friend, a family heir, and a partner in His work. Essentially, you are very special to God. Interestingly, He's fully aware of the unique aspects of your personality and your inner heart. After all, God created and designed you. Basically, He decided you are extremely valuable to Him. Plus, He designed you with meaning and purpose. Interestingly, when you figure out the unique aspects that make you you, it's tempting to think it's those things that make you special. However, God does not see you that way. God sees you through the lenses of grace and mercy. Frankly, nothing you do attracts His attention because you already have it. No program or increased education increases your worth to God, since He established your priceless worth before creation. Equally, there's nothing you accomplish that gets you on His special person list. Further, nothing striking about your intelligence, appearance, or personality puts you above the crowd. Subsequently, nothing you get credit for establishes, adds to, takes away from, or increases the importance of your life. Simply put, God wants you. It's amazing just to be you, the unique person God designed, first in His mind and heart, and then after that by giving you a body, a time frame, and a place on this earth. Plus, by providing you an eternal purpose, God reinforces He wants you. Yes, you are you. Whatever you may think about yourself, this knowledge is life-changing. To truly understand God's perspective about you gives you hope, encouragement, and daily purpose. In fact, it gives you reason to get up each day and to aim for something more. Inevitably, it gives you freedom and it gives you permission to be yourself. This undeserved honor to know God and to be yourself is a seed He planted in you when He created you to be you. As already mentioned, God sees you with grace and mercy. In fact, He has filled your life with reminders of the amazing future planned for you. Remember, reminders from God are love messages from Him to you. It's interesting to think about being special to someone. Everyone wants to be special to someone else. Remarkably, it's a bit mind-blowing to realize you are special to God. The greatest being who exists happens to care about you deeply. So great is His attention over you, just because you are you, that He declares His love for you in multiple ways. Ultimately, He proved His love for you through Jesus' life, the cross, and the empty tomb. Frankly, it's clear God wants you. Okay, so now it's time to explore those 7 points that prove God wants you. I hope you'll find these points practical, perhaps even encouraging, if you truly consider what they mean. Regardless, I trust you'll enjoy an invested peek into God's mind and heart. The first point, you are created in His image, and you are very special to His own heart. Additionally, He put you in charge of His creation and your life. Let's look at Psalm 8, 3 through 6. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. And you have made them rulers over the works of your hands. You have put everything under their feet. Did you catch the inconceivable honor and destiny to be human? Further, do you get a glimpse of what God intends your life to be? Listen to these phrases. A little lower than the angels. Crowned with glory and honor. Ruler over creation. Everything under your feet. Yes, God wants you. The second point, what does human mean? Well, I think it's worth looking at those short phrases that we just went through. They actually provide proof God wants you. Let's look at the first one, a little lower than the angels. Did you know that some translations say a little lower than God? This is simply amazing. Such a high position to be human, to be alive, made in God's image. Amazingly, this is to be human, to be you. The second phrase is crowned with glory and honor. Have you looked in the mirror lately? What do you see? You should see your reflection and remember you are crowned with glory and honor. Remarkably, even if you can't see it, you represent God Himself. This is to be human. The next phrase, ruler over creation. So, how much influence do you think you have? How much territory does that cover? Frankly, God made you to rule. Perhaps not geographical territory. Nevertheless, He made you to rule or to manage your life, your relationships, your career and home and property. Yes, this is to be human. The final phrase, everything under your feet. Have you considered that everything in your life is under your feet? Are you caring for your life sphere as God wants you to? Do you nurture your own life in Christ each day? What about lives of others? This includes children, believers, friends, family, neighbors, and so forth. Further, do you raise others up similarly to how God raises you up? Yes, God wants you. Okay, point number three, help to overcome. Whatever troubles fill your life, sorrows, losses, difficulties, and challenges, those are issues God wants to help you overcome. This also proves God wants you. Consider Romans 8, verse 37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Incidentally, no matter what you are going through, God intends to help you overcome. Essentially, He hopes to preserve you. Plus, He rescues you from daily sins and ultimately eternal death. Why? Because you are special to Him. Again, God wants you. Point number four, God wants to partner with you. Yes, that is, if you'll let Him. What an incredible offer. You'll never find a better one. The real question is, will you partner with God? Sadly, You've got to know you can't accomplish your original purpose on your own. That's why God wants to partner with you and you to partner with Him. Let's say it again. You are special to God. He wants you. Subsequently and strategically, you can daily engage your influence and accept your original design, your humanness, and your purpose on this earth. Actually, your response to accept partnership with God proves that you believe God wants you. Okay, there are some don'ts. You know, we have lots of do's that we're supposed to do in life, but there are some don'ts that help you remember. And these don'ts also help you partner with God. Here we go. Don't let your current situation keep you from being you. Also, don't let your moods dictate your path. Then refuse to give in to circumstances that seem impossible. Don't let bitterness or anger cheat you out of true humanness. Refuse to believe the enemy's lies about you. And then don't ever give up. Choose hope. So just remember, God wants you. Point number 5, God wants to lift you up. God intends to lift you up into His created design even before He returns. This is part of His plan to make all things new. Start here and now. God wants you to live a meaningful life with His power and presence right inside you. Why? Because He wants you. Point number 6, God is perfecting you. If you'd only quit squirming out from under His grip. Just pause. Be still and know He is God. Psalm 46:10. As you release yourself to His care, you are lifted up to grow into yourself, perfected into the person He created you to be. Why? Well, once again, it's because God wants you. Now, before we get to point number 7.
If you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
Okay, now on to point number 7. God wants glory for you. Are you aware God wants you to live in the glory of His original plan? Remarkably, God crowned you with glory and honor. He wants your glory alive and current. Essentially, He decided glory is for you when He made you. Actually, your glory doesn't start someday. It doesn't start when Jesus returns. It starts now. Why would that be? Well, by now, you know why. It's because He loves you with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31:3, and God really does want you. Here are some application thoughts and questions. Number 1, do you believe God wants you? 2, have you accepted your humanness? 3, in what ways are you partnering with God? 4, are you cooperating with God to lift you up and to perfect you? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.